Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the pre-show for Authentic You Radio. So I'm excited tonight because I'm not going to be the host. I'm going to be the interviewee. So tonight we have Marlene Olden, who is my wonderful editor and friend and business partner. She's going to be interviewing me, and I got to tell you a little bit about Marlene because she is fabulous. You know, I met her a while back, and she is so funny and so animated and authentic. So I think she's the perfect host to be interviewing for this pre-show because she really is an inspiration to me because she really does live her authentic self and she tells it like it is and, you know, just is really real. So, Marlene, welcome to the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Michelle. I'm looking forward to interviewing you for a change instead of having myself on the hot seat.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm excited, too, because it's going to be a fun show because we're going to talk about, you know, what's next. What's next for me and maybe a little bit about what's next for you, too, because, you know, you've got a lot of stuff going on, too, and we'll definitely get to that. But tonight's show is really about the next step of this radio show, which is moving it from Surviving the Shift to Authentic You Radio.
I know. Isn't this exciting for you? You must be just over the moon over this wonderful development that you've taken on.
I am. You know, it's like a birthing, you know. It's been, you know, December and January were brutal for me. It was, you know, just, it was almost like I was molting, like I was, you know, shedding my skin, and it was just, it was like a whole birthing process, and it was me moving away from, you know, this whole shifting thing, because there was a lot of shifting going on. A lot of people have been going through tremendous amounts of shifting, and myself included. And so, you know, 2010 was really, you know, the whole year was really about shifting and moving from, you know, coming out of our shell and being who we really are. And I think that this is the birth of Authentic You Radio and Authentic You Media, really, for me, was about this shift. And I can't tell you how many people I've come across just in the past little while who have said the same thing. They've felt the same way, like they're moving from one phase to another. And I think 2011 is going to be about that. It's about us emerging from all of that shifting and really embracing who we really are. And it seems to be in the media, everywhere I look, they're talking about being authentic and living your authentic you, because even the other day, my husband was watching something online, and I think it was TMZ Live or something, that kind of, it's like a reality Entertainment Tonight kind of thing. It's the similar kind of program, but it's almost like reality style. You know, they do it kind of impromptu and just go with the flow. And he was watching a little clip, and it was Ryan Seacrest, and he was talking about living your authentic self. And I thought it was so interesting that I saw that. It was kind of like the universe was winking at me, you know, saying, you're going the right way with this.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. In other words, what do you think it takes to live your authentic self? You and I have had many discussions on this, and what does authentic you mean to both of us? But what do you really feel being authentic to ourselves entails? Like, is it a way of thinking? Is it a way of living? What has to happen in order for us to shift into authentic mode?
Well, you know, it's been such a journey for me to really embrace my authentic self because, how many of us really always look to what other people think of us? I mean, I struggled with that for so long. That was my biggest hurdle of all, was every time I would do a new project or start something new in my life, I would always think, okay, what are people going to think of me? You know, what will they say? You know, how are they going to perceive me? And it was a huge hurdle, and it still really is. You know, I still struggle with that from time to time, and it pops up every now and again. But really, you know, authentic, living your authentic self to me means embracing your truth. You know, being, you know, what do you want to be? Who is it inside of you, you know, screaming to get out? Who is it? Because we all put on these masks, and, you know, sometimes we have several different masks that we put on, and we play these different roles, and they're not really us. You know, they're not really what we want to say or how we want to act, and we're not really embracing our truth. So that to me is what authentic means is embracing your truth within. So, and we all have that within. You know, we all know when we're not being us, and it's an act, or it's a front, or it's a mask. So that's what it means to me.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're right on the money with that, because I do. I also know that a lot of our friends and acquaintances and people that we deal with every day have been going through this authentic shift. And before I go any further, I have to apologize to everybody that's listening on this call. If, A, you hear an incessant barking in the background, yes, that is my dog. It's a white West Highland Terrier who will bark at the drop of a pin, by the way. And second, if you happen to hear a loud noise that sounds as if a bulldozer is coming through my home, that is my neighbor operating his snowblower, because we have had over a foot of snowfall here in wonderful downtown Moncton, New Brunswick today. So just in case some listeners wonder if there's something seriously happening here in the background, that's what's going on, okay? I just thought I better clear that up in case everybody's wondering, what's that noise? Anyway.
And of course, Marlene, your dog is famous, right? She's been on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Yes, I know. My dog is so famous because my dear, wonderful husband put a 5-minute video clip on YouTube of her sitting on the grass just looking at him as if to say, "You are an idiot. Get the camera off of me. Now leave me alone." And it's got over 5,000 hits, which pretty much tells you that social media does exist, and anybody will probably watch just about anything at any given time. Sorry for that, people. Anyway, I just wanted to get back to about the authentic you. You said something in when you were describing what you believe to be authentic, and it was being yourself no matter what. Some time ago, a lady had told me a phrase, and it's an actual book, and it says, "What you think of me is none of my business." And when I heard that title of that book, of course, being an editor, that my ears perked up immediately. I thought, what an absolute great phrase to apply to my life so that I can lead it the way that I feel I am destined to be, so that what someone else thinks of what I do really is totally irrelevant. It is. It has nothing whatsoever to do with my being in alignment with my purpose. My purpose on this world, well, I have my own purpose, and I'll tell you that a little bit more later perhaps, but I know for a fact that there are certain things that I am meant to do. And when I am not living in that lifestyle, everything gets out of whack. I don't know how else to say it other than that. My health usually suffers. Especially my mental thought processes. In other words, I get caught up on what I call the pity pot once in a while. You know, this isn't working. How come everything is going against me? And it's because I am not living my true path, and I am not being true to me. You've had a major shift in 2009 from when we first met. Whereas you had some direction of where you were headed, but you weren't 100% sure if that was the right path for you to take. Now you're embarking here on Authentic You Media, which is a huge undertaking for you. But how is this different now, this January, for example, January 2011, versus where you were in January 2010?
Well, you know, like you say, I'm going through this huge shift in terms of who am I? And it all has to do with this birthing of Authentic You Media. You know, it's kind of an outward expression of what's going on inside. And really, I mean, that was the basis of the radio show in the beginning, which was surviving the shift. So it represented what was going on inside of me. And so now that this most of the shifting has been completed, I mean, we're never done shifting. We're always continually evolving and growing. But that particular period of my life was a huge period of transition and shifting. So that was why I started the radio show initially, was because it was really kind of me sharing my inner world with everybody. And so again, you know, I felt it necessary to shift over into this format, because this whole shifting has led me into really recognizing that the labels that I used for myself, the titles that I presented to the world, really didn't reflect who I really was, and kind of didn't encompass all that I had to offer to the world or all the things that I wanted to do. Because really, it boils down to the kind of work that I do. I work with numbers. You know, I love to teach about, you know, finding your passion and really just living it and not worrying about the minor details about, you know, what is my purpose? What is it? You know, never mind that. Just do what you love and share it with others. And that's kind of what I love to teach people. And really, at the basis of all that I teach or all that I do is inspiring people to be them and be their authentic self. And so it was kind of an aha moment for me when I recognized that, you know, this, I need to broaden my horizon. So I've taken, you know, I may shift again, you know, in the near future, but right now I've taken all the labels off. I've dropped the intuitive numerologist. I've dropped all of the labels in favor of just saying, you know, this is what I do. So, yes, I have a couple of labels there on my site, which, you know, author, speaker, radio, TV host, but they're not really labels. They're more, this is what I do. You know, it's not a particular label that boxes me in.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel comfortable letting go of those things? Because for many years now, you've been known as a numerologist. That was like your first label that was applied to you. So how does it feel once that you say, okay, well, you know what, I'm not going to be known as a numerologist per se or as only a crackerjack numerologist anymore? Do you feel like it's been liberating or has it made you scared? Have you had any fear when you've done this?
No, you know, and I always felt like the numerologist title really boxed me in. Even though people knew, you know, when they went to my site or, you know, Facebook or whatever, they knew, oh, she works with the numbers, she's a numerologist. But it just, it limited me so much because that wasn't all that I did. But, you know, it kind of canceled out all the other things that I did. So for me, it was really freeing to drop it all and say, okay, you know, yes, I still work with the numbers. Yes, I still, you know, do all the things that I do, but I'm just not putting the label there.
Okay, so in other words, you're not going to be labeled anymore. You're a nonconformist,
exactly.
Aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly me, you know.
Yes.
I live my life by the phrase, why not, you know. It's day to day, you know, if someone were to come to me and say, you know, you should run for president.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, oh, well, you know, I'll consider that, you know, because I really leave the door open for anything and everything. And some people may say I'm naive or, you know, just a little bit too overly optimistic, but really I think the sky's the limit for anyone, you know. Anything is possible.
When you say that anything is possible brings up a word that came up in a book club that I'm in, a book discussion club. We're doing Jack Canfield's Success Principles, which is a fabulous book. And the word in there, can't, comes up and saying, you know, don't use that in your vocabulary. And I am such a very old lady, haha. And my mother used to tell me when I was a young child, whenever I'd say, I can't do that, you know, whiny little kids, right? Just because I probably did not want to do something she wanted me to do. And my mother would turn around and immediately say, can't is a sluggard, too lazy to work. And I remembered that. And it stuck with me now all my life. And, I mean, that's 50-some years ago. So, I mean, that's pretty good when something sticks that long in your brain. But she was right. Can't is an extremely limiting word that takes us down and automatically makes us rethink a brilliant idea and turn it into a non-working idea. In other words, oh, I can't do that. I don't have, and then fill in the blank, I don't have the education. I don't have the financial means. I don't have whatever it is that you feel that you need to fulfill that dream. So by eliminating that word can't, you've really allowed yourself this year to expand your horizons greatly. I mean, you're even going outside of our country, Canada, and branching out into the U.S. So, I mean, you've literally sprouted wings.
Yes, literally. You know, and I love traveling. I love, you know, going into the unknown. It's almost like an adventure, you know. It's me living that why not. So I love it. You know, I just love going out there and just leaving the door wide open for whatever comes along. And so many things have come into my life because I leave the door open. It's, you know, the flow of synchronicity has come full force. You know, it's like the tap is on. And it just runs constantly. You know, I see little synchronistic messages. And, you know, for example, I'm leaving for L.A. in the morning, and my husband and I were at the grocery store this morning, and he said, does that guy have a hat that says L.A.? And this is the second time he has seen a hat with L.A. in the past, you know, several weeks, which is so interesting. It's like I get these little winks from the universe all the time that, you know, you're going the right way. And there's another example today. I was expecting something from Dell today in the mail, and it was a piece for my camcorder. And we missed the delivery person, and they left a sticker on the door. And the sticker said that they were here at 11:11. So I thought that was another wink from the universe. You know, just little things like that I see all the time, and it just... it's really great.
That 11:11. That we've had a great many discussions on 11:11, and I know that there are a lot of people who have been seeing 11:11 and wondering, you know, why is this showing up in my life? How come I look at the clock and it's 11:11? What is your take on actually 11:11? I'm just going to ask you this briefly. I know it's a little bit off topic, but I know a lot of people are interested in what does 11:11 really mean besides, you know, the end of the world and all this jazz that you hear with that.
It's not off topic at all because, like I say, I still work with the numbers. You know, I still love that part of myself. But 11:11 for me, when I see it, I mean, there are a lot of different meanings for 11:11 and, you know, everyone's got their own theory on what it means, but I think really we have to kind of look at it from our own unique perspective. You know, what does it mean when we see it? Because there's so many people seeing it now, it's ridiculous. You know, every man and his dog that you talk to says they see it, and they see it often, and, you know, it's crazy. But for me, when I see it, it means I'm going the right way. It's kind of like, you know, I'm walking about the house, and I see it on the clock, or I see it on the microwave clock, or, you know, see it on an address or a phone number. It's almost like confirmation for me. Okay, I'll keep going. I'm doing the right thing. You know, it's kind of like a wink, like you say. But, yeah, you know, 11:11, I stumbled upon that, you know, a couple of years ago, and it's been with me ever since. And I ended up picking up a book called 11:11, The Time Prompt Phenomenon. And I loved it so much that when I started my radio show, I ended up contacting the author, Marie Jones, and she has since become a really good friend of mine, and she's a fabulous author, and that book is great, by the way. If anyone is seeing 11:11, get the book because it gives you all the different theories. She's very scientific as well as spiritual, so she's got the both sides of the story in that book, so it's a fabulous book.
Plus, she's also hilarious.
Oh, she is. Yeah, you would love her, Marlene, because she's got that dry sense of humor like you. Yeah,
I know. I've been following her on Facebook, and I swear that there isn't one day that goes by that she doesn't post something that just absolutely cracks me right up.
Oh, and she is so funny.
Yeah, and she's definitely one of these people that I would say is living her authentic life because she really puts herself out there, and she really doesn't seem to care what people think of her or how they perceive her. She just tells it like it is. There it is, black and white. You either like it or you don't, you know, and I have to admire that because I don't have much of a filter on my mouth. I'm watching myself here very closely tonight so that I don't blurb out something that I probably would regret later, but that's one of the reasons why I like Marie. I wanted to talk a little bit about surviving the shift radio, which is basically where we're coming out of tonight, and we're moving you into your new one, you know, Authentic You Media. You're going to start this off with a bang on February the 3rd is going to be your inaugural show. And can you tell us a little bit about who you have booked? Because I'm kind of very interested, well, not kind of, I am very interested in finding out who is this wonderful gentleman and where did you find him?
Well, I actually contacted Don Miguel Ruiz, who is the author of The Four Agreements. It's a, you know, a very popular book. Many people have read it, and it's actually a book that Oprah really loves, and she's endorsed the book and, you know, promotes it kind of thing. And so I had contacted, you know, the media rep for Don Miguel Ruiz, but I had found out that he had just undergone heart surgery and he was recovering. So he wasn't available, but his son, who is the co-author with Don Miguel on The Fifth Agreement, which is the kind of, I think it's a sequel to The Four Agreements. So he's coming on, and his name is Don Jose Ruiz. So he's, he's fabulous too. And so we're going to kick off the first show with him and talking about the Fifth Agreement. So it's going to be wonderful.
So what were the, just can you give me a synopsis, like, you know, like the Coles Notes versions or whatever, or the Cliff Notes, as they call it in the United States. What are the four agreements?
I have not read the book, but I briefly looked at the descriptions, and they're very basic, you know, kind of cornerstones to live by. And, I can't really, pull them off the top of my head right now because I haven't read the book. And actually, they're sending me the Fifth Agreement, which I have yet to get, and you know what it's like to get things from the U.S. into Canada. It's like pulling teeth, and they hold it up at the border and, you know, all that stuff. So
I know.
Yeah, I'm not certain. You know, if there's anyone out there, actually, anyone in the chat room or anyone who's familiar with the four agreements, if they could give us a little heads up on that. I know that they're very basic because I did look into it, but...
Okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, my dear. You know
me.
Okay. I just wanted to know about this myself. Curious minds want to know.
When I do my show, I kind of wing it. So if I don't read their book, I say so. You know, I really that's me being authentic, and I'll let them know that I really didn't read it, and I'm curious to know more about it. So you didn't put me on the spot at all. This is the way the show is, and that's, you know, the way it goes.
Well, I'm going to ask you to tell us a little bit about your unveiling of the Authentic You Media. You've got a brand new, spanking new website, which is really, really good. And you're also inviting people to join an online community, which is a forum-based type of environment. What is your reasoning behind this? Like, what do you hope to achieve by offering this type of forum? And I don't believe there is a cost for this, but I'll ask you to just to double-check on this.
No, there's no cost. And, you know, when I set it up, I had the intention of just allowing people to come on the site and join in with other people. It's almost like, you know, when people get together and they want to lose weight or they want to improve something about themselves, they'll get together and talk about it, you know, kind of support each other. So that's what the community is going to be about, the forum. Just having people come on and say, you know, I'm having a rough day with, you know, really embracing my truth and really, you know, I'm having trouble with saying no today, or I'm having, you know, because that really is about, you know, that's another harsh issue for me, is saying no. You know, that's, I find when I meet people who are really living their truth, they're not afraid to just say, you know, no, I'm not really comfortable with that, or, you know, I don't think so. I don't think that I want to do that. And that was so tough for me. So that's what the forum is about. It's like a support group, more or less. You know, people come on and they talk about what's working for them and how they overcame this obstacle or that obstacle, those kinds of things.
So in other words, it's open for anybody and there will be no cost, right?
No cost, yeah. Yeah, it's just going to be, you know, posts and people can go in and, you know, I'm going to add to it. So I'm going to add different categories and different topics so that people can, you know, go in and just do a little research and you know, find topics that pertain to what they're going through right now in terms of living their authentic self and embracing their truth.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about your mission. I rather like this on your website, on the new website. It says, our mission, bringing you online radio and TV programming to inspire and empower you to embrace your authentic you, featuring interviews with top authors, speakers, and celebrities who candidly share their views, advice, and wisdom on living with authenticity. I know you're heading out to L.A. I am so jealous. And you're going to be, yeah, I am. I frankly, people, I don't know why she just didn't take me instead of her husband, but hey, you know, she's married to him and not me. Anyway, the one thing I'd like to talk about is that you're going to be doing some live interviews and also doing the tapings while you are in L.A. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. You know, this kind of snowballed really quickly. And again, it's like a wink from the universe because I guess I set my intention to do some interviews when I was in town. I thought, you know, I really need some interviews to launch Authentic You TV. And I was originally going to just do them myself with my handy cam and make it really authentic because if it was amateur, you know, kind of video, and of course I would do it the best I could, but it really is, you know, resonating with the whole authentic theme. But I ended up mentioning, and this is another scenario that I want to tell you about, actually. I met a lady who was also on my show a while back. Her name is Kelly Sullivan Walden, and she's a dream expert. And she was another one that, when I first met her, I thought, you know what, there's something there. There's a connection there that I don't know how it's going to play out, but I think, you know, I'm just going to put her in my pocket and leave her there because I know there's going to be something come up later on. I just feel that kind of connection with her. So, you know, time went on and nothing really came about, you know, with the whole thing. And then all of a sudden I mentioned it to Kelly and I said, you know, Kelly, if you know of anyone who might want to be interviewed while I'm in town, because I knew she had worked with some of the people who were also on my radio show. And she took it and ran with it. And she's not, you know, taking it away from me or taking it over. She's so supportive in what, you know, the vision that I'm trying to achieve with this. And she's very, you know, just very supportive. So she really is helping with me with this. She's organizing the filming. She's, you know, just really helping with all the aspects and getting people lined up for the interviews. And we have such a fabulous interview, an interview lineup. We have Steve Allen from Steve Allen Media. Of course, Kelly Sullivan Walden will be one of the interviews. Elena Pratt, who is the sexy mom expert, and she's been around the block in terms of being on, you know, TV and in the media. She's been a consult to Lisa Gibbons, just all kinds of things. She's really wonderful, really great speaker. We also have a transgendered person, Dina Martinez. So that's going to be really great. I really want to have a diverse group of people to represent what it means to be authentic and live your authentic you. We also have Trevor Etienne, who's an actor. He's been in several feature films. We have Filippo Francini, who is a really great Nada yoga musician. So he's been on my show as well, but he's fantastic. Eric Rankin, who is the author of The Aquarians, 2012, End of Days or New Beginnings. No, that's, sorry. I can't remember his title now. Sorry, it just rolled right off the top of my head. Something to do with The Aquarians, but it's a great book. And we've also asked Malika Chopra, who is going to be on my radio show, actually. Malika is the daughter of Deepak Chopra, so it's going to be great because to have her on air as well as Don Jose Ruiz. It's kind of like the children of the gurus, I guess you could say. So we put a call into Malika's assistant and see if she'll be also interviewed for Authentic You TV, but she will be on the radio show for sure. She's confirmed for March 10th.
Wow.
So that's the lineup so far.
You've got a great lineup of people here that you're going to be looking at interviewing. So you're going to be interviewing them, filming them, and then when you come back, you're going to showcase it on your website under the Authentic You TV. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. Actually, what we're going to do with the videos is we're going to do take bits and pieces of certain videos. Now, these are the lineup that we're going to do at the Bodhi Tree Bookstore, which is on Melrose Avenue, and it's that really great bookstore that kind of got a famous reputation to it. It's been around the block. It's been around for a very long time, and it's closing soon. So, you know, people are trying to save it, and they're trying to, you know, rally to get someone to buy it because, you know, they don't want to lose it because it's a really great bookstore, and I think it's been around for about 40 years. So, I'm really, I guess, honored to be chosen to use their space because they don't just allow anyone in there. So going to be great.
I've heard that James Van Prague actually has used that space to give seminars in the past. Is that correct? I had heard that. The Bodhi Tree.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Just can you imagine walking in there? The vibes alone probably should give you some really good jump start to get all these great media, you know. You've got so much going on this site. Like, I mean, you've got the Authentic You TV, Authentic You Radio, which is, of course, going to be your radio show. You even have a casting call, which I think is kind of cool. It says, are you living your authentic life or your authentic you? If so, we'd like you to star on Authentic You TV. So I'm assuming from this, although I should never assume, that you're going to be able to take people's videos and actually screen them to see if they can actually be maybe perhaps featured guests at some point. Is this your intention?
Yeah, you know, the way the videos are going to work is that we're going to take bits and pieces and do a collage video with them. And, you know, that's for promotional purposes. And then we're going to take each individual interview and turn it into an episode. So that's kind of the idea of it. And actually, Kelly and I have been talking about maybe in the future doing a video similar to The Secret, but only on authenticity. So we're thinking of maybe doing a little bit of a longer feature film. And her husband's a filmmaker, so he's able to do that for us and edit it and all of that. So if we do that, we'd like to get, you know, people who are well known so that we can, you know, have a video that would have mass appeal.
Yes. So in other words, you know, something that you've got a great idea there. Put together, even if it was only like, you know, a 15-minute collage of people saying, this is how and what I believe is living the authentic you. And then showcase it on your website and have everybody, you know, sort of like be able to comment on it or get some tips on how to be authentic. Because sometimes when you step out of your comfort zone to really follow your passion, we get lost in fear, okay? So that's kind of a scary, scary situation here. I see we have some things going on here in our chat. I don't know what is going on, but it looks as if we have somebody in here who is trolling. So unfortunately, we will have to deal with this at some other point. Anyway, is there something else you'd like to inform everybody about your transition into the authentic you, Michelle? Like from basically going from like surviving the shift, which is where you originally started with your Blog Talk Radio, and now you're going into the authentic you media. Is there anything else that you'd like to point out to the listeners on how they can connect with you or get information or further information?
Well, the new site is called AuthenticUMedia.com, mm-hmm. and that will link you up to AuthenticURadio.com and AuthenticUTV.com. So it's, you know, there's three separate sites, but they're all linked into AuthenticUMedia. So, and that's where the forum is as well.
Okay. So then they can just basically visit the site as we've mentioned in here. So is there something else that you'd like to talk about before we open it up for some Q&A and hopefully get some good questions and answers? And hopefully whoever is in here trolling will disappear on us, which I am hoping.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to get the chat to access it, so I don't know how to block this person. But if anyone knows how to do that, let me know, and we can rectify that problem quickly.
Well, just click on his name.
In terms of
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess in terms of, you know, the next step, I'm excited because I think the Authentic You Media and, you know, Authentic You Radio and TV is going to have such mass appeal that, and already so many people have jumped on board and said, you know, this is fabulous, I love it, you know, I love the idea of it. And for me, the vibe just feels so open and so free, you know, it's like, there's no labels on this. It's just kind of, you know, wide open. I just feel like whenever I look at the site or whenever I'm doing something related to Authentic You or Authentic You Media, I feel like the symbol is like my arms stretched wide open, you know? It's so freeing.
I think that what you're doing is really good, mainly because there has been a shift. There's been a shift also in business people, in the way that we all do business. There's a catchphrase that's kind of been overused perhaps, but it's called a conscious entrepreneur. And I do believe that I've been seeing more and more people following that business model, where they're more focused on providing services, quality, and, you know, caring for their clients, basically. And they're not so much dealing with the bottom line. If they make money, then they're very happy with it. But as long as they they're living in their integrity, that's the word I'm looking for. If they're living in their integrity, that counts probably more than the dollars do. So that's, to me, that ties into being an authentic person as well. I mean, just because I am a solopreneur, there's a new word for everybody, meaning that I'm a sole business owner, whereas I don't have employees. And I think that having gone the route of a conscious entrepreneur and trying to make a difference with my clients and enjoying the process, that it doesn't become like work. So that my life actually is a lot happier now than it ever has been. But then when you're living your authentic self, it should be happy, shouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean,
that's, like I say, that's what I feel when I talk about being authentic or just being me. It's like that feeling that your arms are stretched wide, you know? It's so freeing.
Well, we're getting quite a few people here who are saying, when will the lines be open again? When will the lines be open again? So I'm guessing that you probably have all kinds of questions, especially there seems to be a couple of people here who are going through their own conscious shift into authenticity. So perhaps maybe we'll open up the lines and take some questions.
Yes. Actually, the number, I know, Marlene, you've had an issue calling in with the toll-free number. I don't know if it's working now. I've had, you know, issues with this on and off. I had 5 shows in a row that I had major issues with the show. I think Blog Talk's been doing some upgrading, and I don't know if they still are, but if anyone would like to call in, the toll-free number is 1-877-296-0345, and the alternative number is 1-917-889-3818. And the numbers are always at the top of the Blog Talk Radio page at www.blogtalkradio.com/AuthenticURadio. So you'll
Great.
See it there on the live page.
I just posted it here in the forum, too. Oh. Can we... I don't know. Are you getting any calls on your end? I can't see from here.
Let me see. I'm just wondering if we're having issues, but no callers yet. Is there any questions in the chat room? We'll
no,
just keep
it
babbling
doesn't.
On if there's...
I don't know. It just says that there's somebody trolling. I don't have any idea. I'm not so sure. Somebody put in here another telephone number, so be very careful. It's not 1-877-296-7345. It is 1-877-296-0345.
Right. Yeah.
Must
we'll
be something
keep
going on with
on.
Blog Talk anyway. Obviously. They've got a problem, I think.
Yes, I think so. Oh, I think we do have a caller. Hang on. I'll bring them on the air, and you can welcome them. So here, I'll unmute. There you go.
Okay. Hi, would you like to introduce yourself and ask your question, please?
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
And I was just wondering, what is this about? Like, what is this whole radio talk show about? It seems very anonymous.
What do you mean by anonymous?
Well, yeah, I mean, it just seems a little bit like everything, like no one really introduces themselves or I don't really know who you are. It seems very closed.
Were you listening from the beginning? We had introduced the show as being the pre-show for Authentic You Radio. This is the show before the official launch, which is on February 3rd, next Thursday. So this is kind of a show to just tell about what's coming up with the new show and what we're going to be doing with the format and who's going to be appearing on the show.
So the category is spirituality?
Yes.
Do you have a question?
So I don't believe in God. I'm an atheist.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there was a way I could fix this.
As in, well, we're really not talking about religion or spirituality on this show. We're talking about literally living your authentic self. And now, if you're not happy being an atheist, then I suggest that probably you should go and speak to someone in your parish, like in a church that you trust or that you may come to trust. We're talking tonight, basically the show is about how to live your authentic self and be your authentic person, sir. Not necessarily about whether you have to be spiritual, religious, or even an atheist.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, maybe, are you talking about like a totem or a, like just... like your animal, your inner self?
Well, no, we're talking about living within your core values and being who you really, truly should be. In other words, being true to yourself, living a life that centers around what you like to do, and being just being yourself.
Just being myself.
Yes.
So what kind of suggestions would you want to give someone that's never attempted this before? I guess you could say, I'm a new friend.
I would suggest that probably you should really sit down and number one, figure out what you'd like to do. Number two, try and find some self-help books that really address your situation. And number three, take it from there. And just read until you find yourself.
So would you suggest meditation or?
I would suggest that's probably one of them.
What kind of, I don't know, like what kind of methods are there for me to find my inner self? I don't really know how to do that.
Well, really, you know, what is your name, by the way?
Me?
Yes, you.
My name... Oh, did you say my name or my last name?
No, your name, dear.
Oh, my name is Tyler.
Okay, Tyler. Really, you know, being your authentic you, it doesn't require any particular religion or any particular belief. It really just means finding your inner truth. Who are you on the inside? You know, I was beginning, at the beginning
I'm
of the
show. I'm pretty sure there
about.
Are blood vessels, proteins, and cells inside of me. Along
right,
with a lot of
yeah.
other things, maybe some food, probably a little bit of poop, urine.
Right, right, right. What I mean is just, you know, being you, embracing who it is that you feel that you are inside, you know, that you feel, I guess, your inner belief or your inner truth, really, that's what it boils down to. So Tyler, really, we have a lot of people in the queue. We have a lot of callers and people to get to. And I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing your beliefs and sharing.
So
your
you're gonna blow me off right now. So that's basically
no,
what
I'm
you're saying. When
you
I come
off,
in, when I'm to... coming to you and trying to find my inner truth, you're just gonna blow me off.
Absolutely not. No.
No.
We just
truth. Maybe you should look at your inner truth and realize that this is kind of screwed up for you to just blow someone off. It's coming to you for help.
Right. You know, Tyler, I really, I don't know what you're getting at here, and I don't, you know, this show is meant to be, you know, something that helps people and empowers them, and you're really tearing me down right now, and I really don't appreciate that. So this is me speaking my authentic self. So I don't appreciate how you're treating me at this time.
I haven't treated you in any way. I'm just confused as what I'm supposed to do. I mean, you guys said call if you're looking for help or you'd like to discuss your spirituality. First, I was confused as to what my spirituality was or what it was supposed to mean. And now that I found that I'm supposed to find my inner truth, you said meditation would be a good alternative to try and find my inner truth. And... I'm starting to get interested here, and then I feel like you're about to blow me off. That's what my inner truth is telling me right now.
No, Tyler, we have a lot of people to get to, and you know what? If you'd like to speak with me further on this, or if you'd like to send me an email, I could certainly give you more advice. But we do have to move on, and I'd like to thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Marlene.
Okay. Do you have someone else on the queue there that has a question for us?
No, I don't have anyone in the queue. Is there someone in the chat that has a question?
It looks as if the chat room, unfortunately, is filled with a lot of, how shall I say this, interesting people. Or trollers, I think, by the look of it. So I'm not so sure what's going on here tonight. I think your show's been hacked.
Honestly, the vibe is, you know, I don't know, strange.
Okay, there is someone here, and they say, I have a question, but I have to do it using the chat. And I'm going to tell them here to go ahead and ask your question. In the meantime, you know something, I just want to reiterate that we're not advocating spirituality, religion, or any such thing. I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that. We're just talking about living the way you believe you need to be in order to be authentic.
Right, and, you know, that's really what I was trying to tell Tyler, is that, you know, it's, you know, he's making it to be bigger than it is, you know, more complicated, and it really isn't. You know, there's nothing in particular, you know, meditation's great, but it doesn't really lead you to be your authentic you. It's kind of that inner yearning we always have to really, you know, say what we want to say and be who we want to be, you know. And really there's no particular way to do it, but just do it, right?
Well, I think when I answered this gentleman, that you have to answer and live your core values in order to be authentic. I did mean that 100%. Everybody has to determine what is their core values. In other words, is it the way you conduct yourself in public and in private? Is it the way you treat your clients, your customers, and others? How are you with family? And all that sort of thing. You know, like you have to really decide what is your inner strengths so that you can bring them out and share them with other people. Don't you agree?
Yes, I totally agree with that. Absolutely. I think you do have a question in chat, maybe. Let me see. You know, I really don't think we should take any more callers or any, you know, I'm not certain what's going on here, but definitely we'll just keep on talking, Marlene, because I think there are some bad vibes going on in this chat room and on the lines.
I
wow,
see that.
Wow, what a way to kick off Authentic You Radio by, you know, having all of these inauthentic people on.
I know.
It's
unbelievable. I had never seen anything like this in my life.
You know, I've been doing the radio show for a while now, and I've never seen this, ever.
Really?
I've never seen this. Yeah.
Okay, well, it seems that we've got more people here on this Blog Talk radio show than we've ever had in our entire life. Interesting. Okay, I'm just going to ignore it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I think I'm going to close down the chat because it's getting nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess, Marlene, you know, to finish off, we've got about 10 minutes left, you know, I guess we'll talk about, you know, my trip and what I'm going to do otherwise. You know, I'm going to do the thing at the Bodhi, but I'm also doing individual interviews as well, and I'm going out to Palm Springs, and I'm going to interview Peter Canova, who has the great book called Pope Annalisa, and I had him on my show, actually, last week, if you were tuned in. And he has this fabulous book, and it has so many, you know, references to such deep spiritual topics, but because it's in a novel format, it's such a great book. And he's looking to make this into a movie, which is so fabulous, and I think it would make an excellent movie because it's a novel that's a thriller. So it's very, you know, action-packed, but it's based around spirituality. And it's about spirituality, but it's about the basis of how we came to be, you know, how, you know, it's really deep, really, really deep book. And I can't wait to interview him especially for this because he's been on quite a journey too. You know, he came from the business world and now he's writing spiritual books, which is quite incredible in terms of shifting. And I'm also going out to Palm Springs to interview Doug Jack. And Doug Jack is the choreographer and director for several of the Olympic games, and so he does a lot of the, you know, the pre-show thing, and just the whole intro to the Olympics. He's the choreographer for all of that. And he's also a crayon artist, which is very interesting. He does a lot of artistic work with crayons.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a bit eccentric, but I'm interested to see what he has to say in terms of being authentic and all of that. So it'll be interesting.
So when is that show going to take place?
Which show?
When are you going to be doing that?
Oh, the interviews. These are, I'm going out on February 1st to Palm Springs to do those two interviews. So they're going to be separate from the Bodhi Tree, but they're still going to be used with the collage video and also an individual episode.
Okay. So you're going to be doing all of these when you're down in L.A. this past week, or this coming weekend, rather. Is there any way that people can get in touch with you through... Of course, I'm assuming through your email on Authentic You Media, correct?
Yes, you can contact me via email and phone. And I also wanted to mention as well that even though, you know, we're doing these interviews with select people, we still want, you know, everyone to get involved. So there's a link on Authentic You TV that talks about submitting your own video. And we want to have as many videos as possible to have, you know, added to this great collage video. So we have bits and pieces of people saying what it means to be and live your authentic self. So there's a detailed description of what we're looking for, and we're looking for people to just give us a quick, you know, 30-second message on what it means to them to live their authentic self. So you can do it, you know, you can even do it through your computer camera, because a lot of the new computers have little cameras in them that we can record things and, you know, just your webcam. You could even do that and upload it to YouTube and send us the link, and we'll use your video.
That sounds like a great idea. I'm looking forward to, once you have your site up and running, to see what you, all these new people's thoughts, you know, how others are managing to live their authentic life. This should be really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing this. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
You know, I think we've covered everything that I, you know, that I'm going to do. But there's, I guess there's one other thing that I, you know, I'm going to roll out something called Authentic You Boot Camp. And I'm kind of toying with the idea right now. But it's really, it's going to be a series of online seminars, teleseminars, or webinars. And really it's about, you know, the different tactics and, well, not tactics, I guess that's a bad word, more like, you know, what I did in order to embrace my authentic self, which was one of the things that I already talked about, was, you know, not looking to what everyone else thinks of us, you know, those kinds of things. So I'm going to roll this out later in the spring, but it's going to be a series of webinars that really helps you get to the root of it, you know, really helps you to embrace your authentic you and start living your truth.
Wow. You'll make an announcement, of course, on your website when this happens, I'm sure.
I will, yeah, and it's just in the early stages. I'm just really toying with it and making notes on, you know, how it's going to go about, but or how it's going to be revealed to me, I guess. It's being revealed in bits and pieces to me right now, but I'm sure it'll all come together.
I know you'll have it all. All the pieces will fall into place beautifully, and you'll have it all ready to roll in the spring. And, of course, you're working on your book, which you hope to finish at the end of this year, correct?
Yes, and, you know, it's funny you mentioned that in the beginning, well, I guess it was in the beginning, maybe halfway through you mentioned something about the word can't, and I was going to comment on that because my book is about that. My book is called The Power of Words, Harness the Vibration of Language and Transform Your Life. And so, of course, because I'm a numbers person and I really love that numbers represent, you know, the energetic patterns, so the book is about looking at words and the vibration of it through the numbers. So when we say the word can't, what does it mean? You know, what are we saying? What are we manifesting with that? So, you know, the numbers really do represent exactly what the word means energetically. And it's so fascinating to see our own language patterns and recognize, you know, this is why I'm manifesting this in my life, because I'm using the word can't, or I'm using, you know, certain ways or certain phrases that we use often are really hindering us.
I agree. So you're going to talk about that in your book, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's so fascinating. I stumbled upon this a while back that, you know, the word itself, you know, it means exactly what it means in the dictionary and then some. And you can represent it through the numbers, and numbers really are the language of the universe. And it's like a mathematical code, you know, and that's why we see, you know, 1111 and all these things, because it's the universal pattern revealing itself to us, you know. And spirit does speak in numbers, particularly to those people who notice numbers, mental-based people in particular.
Mm-hmm. In other words, all of us who are seeing 1111 constantly.
Yes. Yeah, and I do find that the people who do see 1111, they either have a lot of mental energy about them, you know, they're thinkers or they're worriers or they're, you know, they spend a lot of time in the mental plane.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that normally see the numbers, because spirit will speak to us in the method that we'll pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Anything you'd like to say in closing for your very last show under the Surviving the Shift before you move on to bigger and better things?
Well, you know, I really feel good about the transition. You know, I thought that, you know, how am I going to make this transition without everyone, you know, thinking that I'm just jumping all over the board, you know? But I really feel good about it. I really feel like it's time to lay Surviving the Shift to rest, because, you know, the shifting is mostly completed for me, and that was what the whole show was about for me. And
mm-hmm.
so to continue on with something like that, and it just didn't feel right to me, because that was the past.
So you're moving on to bigger and better things.
Right, and like I say, you know, we're always shifting, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying I've arrived and I'm finished my growing and I'm, you know, a perfect guru or anything like that. Nothing even remotely close to that. I mean, I definitely feel like I'm still going through a lot of shifting and things like that, but not nearly what I was going through. That was a huge hurdle for me last year, and thankfully it's evened out a little bit, so I can, you know, concentrate on going forward now and not cocooning and really riding the waves, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically we're closing down just one chapter so that you can move on to the next one, which is going to take you in the direction in which you feel you must go.
Exactly.
Good.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I had fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a great show, you know, other than the whole chat room thing and the caller. You know, I'm not sure what that caller was about. I do know in the chat room they were saying that, you know, he was trying to sabotage the show, and so I don't mm-hmm. know who was legitimate and who wasn't, but, you know, I take it in stride, and you know,
well, if there was anybody in the chat, exactly, if there was somebody in the chat room who was legitimate and was trying to get through on the telephone line or in the chat room itself and didn't have a chance, I do apologize. It just seemed that we had somebody in there who was trolling, and then they turned around and invited 90 of their closest friends to come in and try and post a lot of garbage. And trust me, we did not invite them. They just somehow showed up, and hopefully they will definitely not show up ever again. Anyway, I've had a great time, as always, interviewing you, Michelle, and I still think you should be taking me to L.A. with you, seriously, in your suitcase or, you know, a stand-up golf bag. I mean, I could probably go in luggage that way. And I know you're going to have a great time and probably come back with some fabulous, fabulous video that I can't wait to see once you start posting it on your wonderful website. And by the way, for those of you who are listening that are still interested and still are following us, her new website, Michelle's Authentic You Media, is www.AuthenticUMedia.com. That's AuthenticUMedia.com. I invite everybody to go in and browse through, have a look at it, and also if you have anything that you would like to send Michelle, for example, something on your mind, you know, a question or comment that you would like to see addressed, or even if you have a short video of how you live your authentic you, by all means, fire it off to Michelle, and she'll probably look at it in one of her future shows. Anything else,
well, thank
Michelle?
Thank you, Marlene. Thank you so much for doing this for me, the hosting, and it was really fun, and I hope everyone tunes in next week, because it's going to be a fabulous show, kickoff show, with Don Jose Ruiz. So tune in. I'll see you next
week. Bye.